Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Eruvin. Although the halacha is very strict with regard to staying within the tchum and the consequences of being outside the tchum, as we have seen, the Chachamim utilized a number of kulos in defining the boundaries of the tchum. At the end of the fourth parak, we learned that the tchum is not circular, but rather square, right? So that it is actually 2,000 amos at its shortest points, which is due north, south, east, and west of the city, but much larger as you head to the corner. So it's square, and of course, if the city is oblong, right, long and narrow, then it would actually be a rectangle, right, because it's 2,000 amos from the north point, northmost point, 2,000 amos from the southmost point, and then 2,000 amos each from the eastmost point and westmost point. So if the city is kind of oblong, it's going to be a rectangle, not a square. But the point is that it's squared out so that you get extra amos in the corners. The fifth parak discusses more about measuring cities and measuring the tchum in much more detail. And our Mishnah Aleph, discusses an additional very significant kula in the marking of the boundaries of a city or a village, which then, of course, becomes a kula in defining the tchum, because the tchum is measured 2,000 amos from the outer boundary of the city. And the Mishnah begins with the word Ketzad Me'abrin Es Ha'arim. Me'abrin is similar to the word Me'uberes, a pregnant woman, and it means really adding something extra, that you have something and then a little bit more. So a woman who is pregnant is, of course, a human being, but she's a human being plus, because she's a human being with the beginning of another human being. And so And so, too, we borrow that term in a number of other areas. So we have a full month, right? The Hebrew months, the Jewish months, have either 29 or 30 days. And a 30-day month is called a Chodesh Me'ubar. Me'abrin es ha'chodesh, right? We make it extra. We make it slightly larger. And so when we say here, Ketzad Me'abrin Es Ha'arim, it's how do we make the boundaries a little bit longer? We're going to try to be a little bit mekil. We're going to give a little bit more space. And actually, it turns out to be actually quite a bit more than a little bit. And so the Mishnah says, Ketzad Me'abrin Es Ha'arim, how do we go about making the boundaries, you know, a little bit bigger so that the city becomes a city plus? Well, Bayis nichnas bayis yotze. If, as in infrequently is the case, the edge of the town isn't even, such that, you know, one house sticks out more than the other and the other house sticks out less than the other. Or pogum nichnas pogum yotze. If you have a walled city and you have, you know, a turret might stick out in one place and then the wall might go in another place. Or hayu sham gedudios gevaos asar tvachim. If there are remnants of walls of houses that have collapsed, that are 10 tefachim high, so former houses, ugesharim unefashos sheish ben beis dira, or bridges or tombs, right, in a graveyard, with small living spaces for the guard of the bridge or the guard of the cemetery. So if any of those things exist, and they are within 72 amos of town, right, 72 amos is one side of a Beis HaSayim. A Beis HaSayim is kind of the standard field that we've been talking about all along. A Beis HaSayim is 5,000 square amos, and it is therefore 70 and two-thirds amos square, approximately. And so if these things, the extra house, the bridge with a living quarters in it, the remnant of a house that collapsed, the turret, sticks out less than 70 and two-thirds amos from the nearest building, then Motzien es Hamida Kenegdan. We pull the measure out to that point. That is to say, that becomes the outer edge of town. And then the whole border, which remember is a straight line that is in the cardinal direction, right? So it runs east to west on the northern border. That entire line gets pulled up to that house that is sticking out, or to that bridge that is less than 70 almost out of town. And then, and only then, right, ve'osin osa kemintav l'murubas. We square it out, right, in the cardinal directions. Kideshi niskar es zavios, because in that way, you benefit from the corners. Actually, this is a very significant kula because it adds even more in the corners. Even if we didn't use a square, this would already be a big kula because we're basically enlarging the city in to its largest point. So if the city has an odd shape, if a city is shaped like the letter T, so then the place where the bottom of the stem of the T extends southward, the entire city is pulled down in that direction. So it's 2,000 almost from the bottom of the T in the southern direction, and it's 2,000 almost from the top of the T in the northern direction, and it's 2,000 almost from the right-hand end of the top of the T for 2,000 almost and to the east, and 2,000 almost from the left-hand end of the T to the west. And so that whole thing is expanded out significantly, and once we make it a square, it gets even more because you get the extra corners in addition to all of that. So this is a huge kula, which is why it's called Me'abrinus Arum. We make the city a city plus. So you get extra space in terms of the actual measurement of the city and thereby the measurement of the Tchum.